Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. Contrary to popular belief, last segment was awesome. Yeah. Ghost Skins says, regardless of the content you are all discussing, best radio show ever.
Thanks, man.
Thank you for each and every day. You get many of us through our afternoons. And 239 says Radio Gold. 239, you need a name. Text, you are now Radio Gold.
Gold.
Gold. Gold Jerry.
Gold. Gold Jerry.
How about,
yes.
How about just Gold Jerry? All right. You're now Gold Jerry from Seinfeld. All right.
Chris could be bad, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm huge. Been working out.
Huge.
Soup at Mindy's.
All right. We talked to those girls. Good looking ones, too.
What?
Are we doing the rundown?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's with the panic over there?
I think Wig's calling, and I want to know, should I answer the phone or should I do the rundown?
Wig always calls when you're busy. All right, Wig, keep calling. It's time for a run. 4 minutes past the hour. Time for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now. GetBest.com.
NBA playoff action tonight. It's a doubleheader on TNT at 7 o'clock. The Bucks are at the Celtics. Series tied 2-2. 9:30, the Warriors look to close out the Grizzlies in Memphis. Stanley Cup playoffs, 3 games tonight. On ESPN at 7 o'clock, the Penguins look to close out the Rangers. Then at 9:30, Stars at Flames with that series tied at 2 games apiece. And the Panthers host the Capitals Game 5. That series tied at 2-2, 7:30 on ESPN 2.
All right, don't forget, Sheeman Shepard Cash Grab is active. This only goes through Friday, your last few chances. So right now, text in the word THING, T-H-I-N-G, THING, to 45911, and you can win $500, brought to you by Andujar and Levine Accident Attorneys. And, all right, so we're waiting Wig for Wig Wednesday, and I believe we have the audio.
I have it.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
And then I have a soccer question for Chris after.
Okay.
Oh, I'm your man.
Quick reset in case you're just tuning in. This is from yesterday. Palm Beach International, a pilot emergency on a plane. He was incoherent. A very cool and calm passenger gets on the radio. No flying experience, and they talk him down. Here's the audio from the tower.
I've got a serious situation here about pilots. I have no idea how to fly the airplane, but I'm in
training and 9-100. Number 333, Lima Delta, Roger. What's your position?
I have no idea. I see the coast of Florida in front of me, and I have no idea.
What was the situation with the pilot?
He is incoherent. He is out.
Number 3, Lima Delta, Roger. Try to hold the wings level and see if you can start descending for me.
Okay.
Push forward on the controls and descend at a very slow rate.
You just witnessed a couple passengers land that plane. Man, they did a great job.
Did you say the passengers landed the airplane?
That's correct.
Excuse me.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, great job.
No flying experience. We got a controller that worked them down. That's a flight instructor.
How about that?
Amazing.
Can you imagine being in that? And that guy was calm. I'd be panic mode.
What's your position? I have no idea, but I can see the beach.
I can see the coast.
The sky.
I'm still flying.
9,100 feet, but I'd love to hear more. Now, remember, we all had that. Oh, I had that. What's the flying game?
Flight simulator.
Flight simulator.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of versions of that, so I used to think that.
Maybe you could have done it?
I don't know. I would have needed tons of help, but. I wouldn't have been completely lost. Like, I know the altimeter, and I know what some of the controls do. But, you know, you got to put the landing gear down.
Well, that always has – you don't – not for that, you don't. That the wheels are always down on that plane.
They are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a prop plane.
It's a prop plane, yeah. But that's it, man. They said the landing was good for even experienced pilot. Amazing.
Kathleen checking in. As you know, her husband is a pilot.
Yeah,
and she always had a fear that something would happen. Yeah, then taught her how to use the radio in case she ever had to be talked down. Good thing that never happened, though, Kathleen. That was that would be scary. And anti-Jameis Bucks fan says, "I'm serious, and don't call me Shirley." That's a line from Airplane.
It's a movie.
The scariest airplane movie was Airplane 75, Airport 75.
Yeah, when the Cessna on a plane.
No. When the Cessna crashed through the front window of the 747,
yeah,
and you had the stewardess who ended up having to fly the plane, and then they helicoptered George Kennedy coming in on a wire from a helicopter and finally getting into the cockpit.
Wow.
And helping her fly the plane. That to me is the scariest airport movie.
I think the best pilot was the autopilot in Airplane.
Oh, yeah. Horny little devil.
And not Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
No.
I'm going to say Captain Sully.
Sully's pretty good. I figured you'd Top Gun on me.
Well,
that's different. We're talking about...
These are fighter pilots versus commercial or...
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that goes without saying. They're the best of the best, sir.
Mm. Sir.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's out next week, right?
Yeah, 22 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, 27th. I'm interested to see... We all know Goose's son is in it and blah, 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 because he still doesn't know the
hotel. Spoiler.
That kind of thing. But I wonder how they killed off Charlotte or whatever, Kelly McGillis's character. She's, you know, did they ever get married? I'm sure there's going to be some sort of backstory they'll probably get to in the beginning of why she's not around.
Yeah.
By the way, Pete, I agree with Torrey Pines. Airport 76, the one that crashed in the ocean, was floating in the water, underwater.
That was the Bermuda Triangle one. That wasn't bad either, but the 75 one when the pilot had to come in off the helicopter and coming through the window, and the first attempt failed. The guy went flying off into God only knows where.
How about Harrison Ford in Air Force One?
Mm.
Ironically, Harrison Ford has crashed two airplanes in real life and survived. One of them, I was pretty close by when he did it
in
Santa Monica.
When he was filming The Force Awakens, they had to delay filming for 2 months, 3 months? Because the Millennium Falcon door fell on him.
Oh.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It was like his leg got crushed or something.
Yeah.
Not good times.
But anyway.
All right.
But I'm talking strictly about the airport movies. There's 74. Then his name was the Concorde, Airport 77.
Mm-hmm.
Concorde. Bring it back.
I think it is coming back.
Is it?
I think they're redoing it. For those that don't know, that was the fastest plane ever.
Yeah, supersonic commercial travel. That's the way of the future.
You can get across the Atlantic in 45 minutes. I'm probably exaggerating a smidge.
No, 3 hours to London.
I think
instead of five.
Yeah.
But one caught on fire on takeoff, and that ended that deal.
When it exploded.
Pretty much.
No, it did.
I remember the back end catching on fire because it was on film. They were filming it. Somebody got it on video.
Dopey says, alive, for the soccer team. It was a soccer or rugby that crashes into the mountains and they had to survive to eat each other. No, yeah, I'm strictly talking about the airport movies.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were 4 of them.
Yeah, there were a handful.
The first one, the first airport, which I think came out in 1970 or 70, that was the one that had Dean Martin. All these airport movies, not Airplane, but Airport, had... Every actor and actress.
It's kind of the version of Love Boat at the time. It would be star-studded, sometimes B-lister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember The Swarm, how cheesy that was? And how, I think it was a box office smash, The Swarm, about the bees?
Yeah. Got inside the VW car or the bug? Yeah.
Is that M. Night Shyamalan?
I don't know what you just said.
Was that M. Night Shyamalan?
It sounds like you're speaking French to me. Is that an actor,
M. Night? No, he's like a producer.
Oh.
Director.
I don't know.
Okay.
No, I know the movie you're talking about. That was another horror. That was another Swarm type of movie. The Swarm was the one at the very end where they put a disc out that just emanated sound, and the bees all went to it, and then they exploded it in the ocean. The one you're talking about,
The VW into Houston Astrodome.
It's the New Orleans Superdome.
Superdome. Okay.
And they had to lower the temperature down to 38 degrees, and then as the bees were just about to get into the little bug.
Yeah.
Yes, just fall off. They're just dead.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hater brings up a good point. Soul Plane, classic.
All right. Snoop, great pilot. Snoop was a great pilot.
Snoop was a pretty good pilot. He was. All right. Let's go to the phones, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wig Wednesday. Wig here to talk about his sons who had an easy breezy win last night. Wig, how are you, sir?
Wig.
Man, I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm doing pretty good. I was a little dejected after last week's show, with the good, I had to take the bad.
What was the bad?
What was the bad?
Well, I saw it was a post where one of the guys, and remember I told you because I know you're listening, I would say your name and show you love like my Wig Warriors. There was a lot of people showing me love, but it was one particular guy that says, he had to turn the channel because when he hears me goes, what it do, I sound horrible.
I don't pay.
Okay, first of all, ignore that.
No, I got you.
Oh, okay, okay. Because your appearance is epic, and I love for the what it do. That's your thing, man.
But I told him it was like a catchphrase, kind of like, I said, if you listen to the segment, I don't talk like that the whole show.
Yeah.
I'm pretty intelligent. Yeah. And I said, you know, it's like a catchphrase, like, Cubs win. Cubs win. You know, that's his thing.
Exactly.
You know? And then, you know, one more thing I had to touch on. Sunday is the day that I kind of do my social media relaxing and I accept friend requests and I touch out to a lot of people because, like I said, I'm coaching this youth football team.
Yeah.
When I was the coordinator, all I had to do was just implement an offense. But now that I'm the head coach, a lot of these parents call me when their children get in trouble or something happens behind the scenes because they want me to talk to them or what have you.
Yeah.
But last week, I had one of my cornerbacks get in an accident, a real bad accident. So I'm dealing with that after this show and all that. So the other guy, I know you're listening as well. I woke up Sunday morning to reach out to this guy. He went off on a big tangent about, I think, since I won you guys' texter's party, because he listens. He has a nickname, and I'm not going to give him no love either. Oh. But he says, I think I'm a celebrity in my own mind.
No, you are a celebrity.
I'm like, well, that is confidence. If you're a celebrity in your own mind, that's just basically confidence. But
sounds like
if
Craig.
You're listening, reach out to me again. I was going to give you my number last week. I don't get on social media until the weekend because, like I get up at 4:30 in the morning, go to my daytime job, from there to the football field. I have to live life. It's only 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
You know, so when it comes to that type of stuff, I'll get to it, but let me, you know what I'm saying?
But here's the thing, Wig. Craig and I have been doing this 35 years, all right? Just about 35 years apiece. Trust me when I tell you. Just you are never when people turn on the radio or the television. Half the people are going to like you. Half the people are going to hate you. If there's only one knucklehead or whatever, just you're always going to get that. Don't ever take it personally unless the guy gets way out of line, and then either he'll get blocked on Facebook or whatever account that we have it's associated with this stage. If somebody gets way out of line, then they're gone and they'll be blocked. And all that stuff. Other than that, bleep them. You don't have to worry. Come on. You don't even need to.
And by the way, the love for you is overwhelming every time you're on with the text. So don't worry about that, Pinhead. You're good. You're good.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, and I appreciate that. But now I want two things I want to touch on real fast. All now, right. Remember, I always told you guys, y'all got to support the ladies.
Yeah.
Remember, Wig was always a lady supporter, man. Without the ladies, we wouldn't be here.
That's right. That's right.
Even though that's another Mother's Day plug, but we wouldn't be here without the ladies.
That's right.
So with that being said, you should be trying to get in touch with Destiny Henderson since she's playing for the Indiana Fever, a local prodigy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
You feel me? Right from Fort Myers High. So you're going to have to get in tune with the WNBA just like I am.
Yeah.
Man, did my sons make it look easy last night.
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
But not as easy as Miami made Philadelphia because you only won by 30. You only won by 30. They won by 35. Come on, get it together.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm only kidding.
I know, but watch this. Y'all got to now start paying attention to the officiating crews.
Yeah.
Because we know now if Scott Foster is any of these last three games, you might as well bet with Dallas. Am I not lying?
You're 100% true. The trends say so.
Yeah, you are. I agree, but I think your sons will be taking care of Dallas tomorrow night. I think that's over, and I think Miami will be taking care of Philadelphia, and that'll be over.
But now, like I said, I'm scared of Golden State, because them boys looking good. You know, them guys can shoot from anywhere on the court. They can shoot even in the parking lot. And it's like, how do you defend that? You know, and like I told you guys last week, I give credit where credit is due. And, you know, if Boston don't put Giannis away, that guy is a man child.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the way they're calling the game, the way they call officiated the game with Chris Paul fouled out, with Tiki Tac fouled, I want to see some of that type of love when we play in some of those games, especially if we wind up playing the Miami Thugs, That's why Jimmy Bucket loves it. And Pat Riley, what? He supposed to want to say something to him, but supposed to say, hey, let him do what he do now. You know, he's uncontrollable. You know, I mean, that guy was homeless at one point in his life. Mm. So they say, let him be what they want to be, and that's thugging and pushing people around.
I don't think you think he's playing that kind of ball? I don't see it.
That's thug ball. I don't mind it. But the why people like it, because it echoes days of old, like the Pistons.
Yeah.
Okay, you feel me? If they didn't go into the game, Bill Laimbeer or somebody clotheslining somebody, Vinnie Johnson, the game wasn't good. It was like the Pistons was almost like a hockey team. If they didn't clothesline or swing on somebody, the game wasn't good.
Yeah.
Wig, it's called bully ball and heat culture. And once you win a title, you know how to win in the postseason.
I heard you, too, when they say, culture, you going to culture? Once again, I so hope that it's Miami and Phoenix in one of the hottest finals. Get it? One of the hottest. Yeah, man, we just like that. Since I had to bring my cordial verse, since I can't bring my what it do, what it is. With that being said, man, hey, hold on, Chris. I know, which, like y'all was talking about, with that tweet of Tua, I know you saw that.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it was a horrible pass.
They took it down. Yeah, but did you see the other one, Wig? They put another one up where he threw a perfect, like, 34-yard bomb as well.
Tyreek Hill's too fast.
No, I get all of that. But what I'm trying to say is get ready for the good and the bad.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be some of those like that, because the man is overwhelmingly fast. And like I discussed with y'all, if he got a respect or give a RPO, and that guy is streaking, he's not going to be able to out-throw Tariq Hill. He's just not. So I wish we could just go straight drop back or straight out the gun. 1, 2, 3, go through your progressions, and let it go.
Right, forget that now. I got one final question for you. Is Igor Shesterkin going to show up tonight? Or are you going to get blown out in your own building? Igor Shesterkin, the goalie for the Rangers, who's getting lit up.
Right. Oh, yeah, listen. We're going to win this one tonight just for me.
Just for you.
And see, like that guy alluded to back in the day, when I played, you know, Nintendo with Blazer Steel, that's why I played with the blue team, because the blue team was the Rangers.
Yeah. So, all right.
I mean, it is what it is.
All right.
All righty.
Listen, Wig, enjoy the hockey tonight. Enjoy the Suns later. And another stellar. In fact, lots of love coming in for you on the text line, including Harry Carey says you're awesome, man.
Listen, and tell my guy, Roses in Bedroom guy, I can't wait till we go to this Dolphin game together, because it's going to be hilarious seeing, because I've gone to the games and it get a little chippy between the fans.
Yeah.
Now, since me and him are become great friends now, I ain't going to say great, I don't know, but great friends now. When that goes to getting chippy, I'm going to look at him and he's going to look at me and be like, hey, you're going to have to bring me home, bro. I wrote
it. All right, Wig. Thanks, my man.
Right,
good
man.
Talking to you. That's Wig Wednesday on another appearance. He's going to have to – I wonder who's driving, because Roses and Bedroom Guy has the car that across the front windshield says Roses and Bedroom Guy and etched about 8-inch letters across the top.
I saw a really sobering stat for Miami against the Bills. I think it's over the last 4 seasons.
Yeah.
Josh Allen is 7-1, and the Bills win by an average margin of 19.3 points per game.
Yeah.
Well, that trend's got to end sometime.
It is a...
One of those was very scary. One of those was real bad blowout.
It was week 17 2 years ago, but Josh Allen he owes a lot of the money he made to the Miami Dolphins organization.
I was going
to
say, if he's 7-1, the first couple of years was a learning curve for him.
Right.
Now he's like Allen.
I think it's 6-0 in the last 3 years.
Oh, man.
So, but no, I mean, I've made my stance on Tua known on this show.
Yeah.
There's no more excuses this year.
This is it.
They went out. They get you 2 new offensive linemen. They redo the left side of the offensive line.
You got Sonny Michel yesterday. Another running back?
Completely redid the running back room, completely revamped the wide receiving core. Like, there are no excuses for Tua this year. If Tua is not the guy, and I want him to be the guy, not because of the Alabama thing, just because he's the quarterback of the Dolphins, and I want it to work out.
Yeah.
But I do think that if it's not him at the end of the year, and that is not a definitive answer, Miami will be an awfully attractive spot for whoever the next disgruntled quarterback is.
Tom Brady. Disgruntled quarterback.
It might be Tom Brady if he hits free agency. I don't know who it would be, but they are a spot where people will want to go play. Quarterbacks will want to go play.
Roses and Bedroom Guy was listening to Wig. He says, we may go there as friends, but we may not come home as friends. Smiley face.
Well, in a game like that, you want it to be over quick. That way, it doesn't really matter. Some team's up by 21 at the end of the half. Not that you can't come back from that. Then it kind of like takes all. Then you're like, yeah, maybe we can leave early.
I'm excited for Thursday night. I'm going to circle the game I'm going to.
That you're going to?
At least one this year. At least one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd like it to be a primetime game, but I don't know for sure.
Okay. You should go.
Like a week 10 against the Packers. Like, that'd be a lot of fun.
There's been no reason for you. So the Packers come play both Buccaneers and Dolphins. So
yeah.
Coco Puffs could go to both games.
We were tweeting at each other earlier.
Really?
Maybe we'll go.
By the way, you missed it earlier. He also predicted that when Mike McCarthy rolls back in, and literally rolls back into Lambeau, he will be booed soundly.
Yeah, I think so.
It's
week 10.
He'll be booed. I don't know. It's like booed.
Yeah.
Well.
You never know.
Initially. It'd be worse during pregame when there's not so many fans in there and he's walking around. You can actually hear what fans are cussing at you.
Yeah. Harry Carey taking exception to my comments that trend has to end sometime with Josh Allen. He says, I used to say that about Tom Brady. It hasn't worked out.
It's been my entire...
That's true.
Entire adult life.
Yes.
And that's just the last third of his career.
Yes. You know, as I'm about to do a promo, a reminder everybody about our golf outing on Friday, and then we'll do our show on Duffy's. I remember last year, Harry was there. My favorite segment of that show last year was when Harry Carey and Lou Holtz talked to each other.
Yeah, that was great.
Maybe that magic could happen again.
We'll see.
We'll be out there Friday out at Stony Brook golfing, and then the show at Duffy's from 2 to 6. It's our five-year anniversary show. So it'll be a good time. Looking forward to that. And the golf is brought to you by Naples Wealth Planning. Of course, the show afterward, our five-year anniversary show, brought to you by Estero Bay Chevrolet, Gavin's Ace Hardware, and Valvoline. Sheeman & Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN, Southwest Florida. Chris has flipped on some soccer game. Let me guess. This is Walford versus Master Charge. What? Who is it? Oh, Man City. Man City. W-O-L. That would be...
Walford.
No. What does that look like?
A wolf?
Looks like a terrier.
Okay.
Looks like the Walford Terriers.
Wolf? Wolverhampton.
Wouldn't have got Wolves. That if we sat here for the rest of the show.
Looks like Wake Forest and Georgia Tech versus somebody else.
Uh-huh. North Carolina.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Speaking
of soccer, you had a question about soccer, which I hesitate, but this is... Go ahead. It could be gold.
I don't understand. Never heard of this happening.
Goal!
All right.
Man City with a hat trick plus one.
De Bruyne with four. He scored all their goals today.
If three's a hat trick, what's four?
Four.
Four's four. So I've never heard about this before on any team, at any age group. I've never heard of this.
Okay.
All right.
And let me get it out there. If you know the story, which you might, just let me. But Brazilian soccer star, was it Marcelo or Marcello?
Marcello.
Marcelo.
I heard this.
I'd have gone Marcello.
Did you see what happened,
yes.
Craig?
No.
He lost his first team spot with the French club Lyon or Lyon?
Lyon.
France.
For continually farting and laughing in the locker room.
Yeah, I guess
led to his demotion last year. 34-year-old now plays for Bordeaux. Was reportedly initially bumped down to Lyon's reserve squad back in August for laughing during teammate Léo Dubois' speech to boost morale after a bad loss to Angers, which the club called inappropriate behavior. And turns out he was just farting and laughing around the team, manager Peter Boz and director Unahino. You get kicked, you get demoted for farting and laughing in the locker room?
Hold on. Was it
more for the laughing at the serious speech or the farting in the locker room?
The farting.
It was both. It was farting while the team captain was trying to deliver an inspirational speech, and I don't know like what the details were around it, other than it happened during a speech, and I guess he had been kind of doing it a lot, farting that is, and laughing at it.
Yeah,
and
how's he eating pregame?
I don't know.
Beans.
But like that's amazing coming from him, because he played at Real Madrid forever. I mean, as long as I've been watching soccer,
he's 34 years old, so he was the
left back for Real Madrid. But yes, I heard this yesterday.
So he went on to make 11 appearances for Lyon 2, scoring 3 goals.
Mm. Good question.
Then they parted ways in January. The club terminated his contract. Tuesday later, he joined Bordeaux. No word if the same problems continue with his new club. I never heard of that in my life.
And believe me, that happens a lot in the locker room.
That's a first one for me, too. But, like, could you imagine if Tom Brady were delivering a fiery speech and Antonio Brown was farting and laughing at it? Like, that would...
He'd be cut.
Wasn't Antonio Brown doing that in Pittsburgh back in the day? Wasn't that the video that came out?
He was taking video
five years
of a speech,
ago?
Yes.
Of the speech when he was... that wouldn't surprise me.
Corkscrew texting in, Chris... Pot him down some more. He's not loud at all. Just ask him. That was from a 2 o'clock conversation. Boot camp says it's a Texas hat trick. Everything is bigger in Texas with the four goals.
I like that.
Happy Gilmore says, okay, I'm listening to the show on my other phone on the lanai. Pretty sure my neighbors are going to call police after that outburst of goal.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Big red Ted Lasso situation. When's that coming out? When's season 3 coming out?
August.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. This must have been a different Marcello.
Am I allowed to talk about Ozark yet?
No.
Well, how long do I have to wait?
Spoiler alert.
No, Friday's 2 weeks. If you haven't seen it, I'm sorry. I'm not saying anything now. Get it done.
So it's over. You're caught up and you want to spill the beans about the cliffhanger at the end? Yes? Okay.
I'd like to hear people's opinions, but I won't do it. Friday, I'm doing it. It's been 2 weeks, so I'm just telling you right now, I don't want to hear about spoiler alerts after 2 weeks.
Silver bullets, right? That was a Jamie Tart move.
It is. Sorry, I want to correct that. It's a different Marcello.
How did you get that wrong?
Jamie
Tart. I heard it this morning, and Pete told me it, and that. So I never saw it how it was written, or I saw a picture. I just thought it was Marcello.
Happy Gilmore with a follow-up. They are pretty snooty over here at Pelican Sound. They hate me during football season, so when my goal call was a little loud, they might get into some trouble.
Well, we don't do a lot of goal calls in football. Well, we do.
No, he sounds like Happy Gilmore's pretty loud on his own.
Oh, I got you.
Cheering on whatever his favorite team is on the back lanai, and now the goal call, and all of his neighbors think he's just...
So Pelican Sound, so they're sitting there watching reruns of Oprah or some other stupid, idiotic... Judge Judy in the afternoon, and they get mad because, decibel levels might be raised.
She lives here. Let's not talk bad about the judge.
Oh, I'd like her. I think she's awesome. I'm just saying.
She lays the law down in that court.
She does.
Yeah.
Not real at all.
So I'm still fascinated you got the wrong player because it's confusing enough for me, keeping track of the teams and the leagues, and now you're telling me they got players with the same names, like there's two Tom Bradys? I mean.
Well, this.
I'm confused.
Forever 35. I am not the kind of guy that likes spiking movies and shows for people. I'm not saying anything. I said 2 weeks, Friday. I'll throw it out there so people can text in on Friday.
Kathleen says, don't do it, Pete. We're on the last episode tonight.
I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing it.
Forever 35.
Babies?
Hold on. Honestly, Pete, I think you have to wait until we get into the NBA Finals. It's too much right now with playoffs every night.
All right. All right.
It's just too much.
I will stipulate.
All right. Also, Forever 35 says, also, I'm sad Ted Lasso will only be three seasons. Show should go on. They better finish this right.
Yes, Liam Perrin. Yeah. I wish she were the judge of the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial as well.
No, that'd be cool.
That'd be wild.
By the way, I got tired of that fast. I was kind of.
Oh, I love it.
The first 2 days.
Hook, line, and sinker. I'm all in.
I bailed out after the defecating in the bed testimony. After that, I bailed. I was like,
I just finished the second season of Picard, and it was spectacular. Great job. Craig, I think you might have even teared up at the finale.
No way.
Oh, yeah. You might have. It was a cute.
I never saw the first season of Picard, and I wanted to see it.
Yeah.
Because I used to watch Star Trek Next Generation.
You will. You would absolutely appreciate it. This whole second season has to do with Q.
Now, did you watch the whole season, or did you watch like two episodes and you said you finished it?
I watched the whole season.
Me or him, because I've seen zero.
There were ten episodes. The finale was, I get them sent to me, so it's on Paramount.
Bootlegger.
Yeah. But Picard was just fantastic.
Tag
it was
warrior.
Very emotional. I'm telling you, Craig, you would have. It was very emotional.
I'm a rock.
Tag Horse says there are two Josh Allens in the NFL.
For Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Who had
to Craig's point about, well, how can there be two people named Marcello? That is impossible.
That's not how I sound. I don't sound like a Barney Rubble.
Hey, boo boo.
Or, Yogi the Bear.
He's almost scored again.
Has anybody watched the Halo series?
No, how is that?
I haven't watched it. I want to get feedback.
You know why I don't want to watch it? Because back in the day, when I first got Xbox and that game came with it, and I got to level whatever it was, after weeks, months of getting to this level, I don't know, it was like level 60, whatever it was. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I would stay up till 4 in the morning. I died every. Then I bought the book. I was like, okay, this has a hint.
That was
nothing.
Maybe the greatest game ever.
When that first came out, it was spectacular. It was unlike anything anybody had ever seen.
And then they might have upped it with Halo 2.
Better than Space Invaders?
Oh, yeah.
Atari?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Chainsmoker, the other Star Trek series, New World. No, I haven't seen that yet. I have not watched that yet.
Okay. I got to watch the Halo series. People are saying it's good.
Yeah. Yep.
Too much to watch. That's the problem with these streaming services now. There is too much to watch. It's impossible.
There is. But I'm lucky to get some stuff sent to me. But, man, it makes you want to join Paramount. It makes you want to join Apple. It makes you want to join all this stuff. But I think of some of these series that have been on Paramount and eventually going to come to Netflix or Amazon or...
Well, Netflix isn't buying anything.
They're kind of going backwards.
They're cutting stuff. I was upset they canceled Space Force.
Really?
That was a funny show. Steve Carell?
It
was very funny.
Wait a minute. What kind of role? Was it a comedy?
Yes.
Like a space?
Yes.
Like Star Trek comedy kind
of? He had always wanted to become this big-time general with, and I forgot what branch of the military he was with, but he gets his promotion, but they make him the head of the Space Force.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's very funny.
So it's like The Office meets the Pentagon the Space Force.
He's not quite as goofy as Michael Scott in The Office, but he's very, kind of along the same lines of where you just laugh at him when he's trying to be serious. And it's funny.
He's got one of those faces when he just smirks. It's funny.
Yes.
You know, he's that way. Will Ferrell's that way. There's just some guys that are just funny.
Green Falcon, have you watched Out of Range on Amazon? No, I have not. I'm waiting for The Boys to start up again, about the superheroes who are the anti-Justice League, sort of. Very, very well done. Very, very funny. And I said, the series that I've been watching on Netflix, which is excellent, takes place in London, about the Prime Minister, is Anatomy of a Scandal. It is so well done. Mm. It is so well done. And Better Call Saul,
the final season, right?
Yeah, off the chart. The halfway season finale is next week. It is fantastic.
Chris, Bill's Mafia text again saying that Space Force was the same creator as The Office.
Oh, okay.
Same guy.
Oh. Didn't Ricky Gervais create The Office?
Yeah, I thought he did.
No, he created the British version.
And then they copied it here in America.
But he doesn't get picked up a lot by Hollywood anymore.
It's too bad.
It's too bad.
He's hilarious.
He is very.
I'm a fan.
Although he has a series on Netflix. It's an older series, I think. Invention of Lying? No, that's a movie. Afterlife?
Yeah.
I think it's called Afterlife.
Okay. Boar on the Floor says, still can't believe Pete and Craig haven't seen Succession.
Oh, great show.
What's that on?
Great show. I've heard about that. That's on HBO.
Yeah.
It's a,
that's why I have it. I don't have HBO, but I have episodes sent to me. I have it. I'll get to it. I've heard all good things about it.
It's
what's the premise again?
So it's a fictional media mogul, but he's like the conservative media mogul. Who's the Fox News guy? Rupert Murdoch? Is that his name? The guy who started it?
Sure, yeah.
I'd imagine it's kind of based off of him.
Okay.
And he has this massive, like, global media empire, and it's about the – he's got three children and it's – or four children, and it's about the – you know, them kind of fighting with each other to get in that second chair on the board in order to take over when he eventually steps down, but he – I don't want to ruin it for anybody. He has a tough time letting go of the cut. It's a very good show.
Okay.
Yep. I'm seeing I have Halo. I have the Halo series. It's only been two episodes so far, correct? That's all I have is two episodes.
I don't know.
It's on Paramount. I got to watch it.
I get it on this other app.
My wife complains at me when I have Paramount.
Why?
Why do you need Paramount? We don't even watch it. And it's tough for me to have to explain, like, well, I stream Champions League games on that service.
Right.
Then that's all I use it for.
Right. Which is important to you.
I pay $5 a month to watch.
Oh, hang on. I do have Succession, but this is the third season.
The third season is done, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I didn't know. I thought it was like the first. Okay.
No.
The Roy family, known for controlling the biggest media entertaining company in the world. However, the world changes when their father steps down from the company. Okay.
Bacon Bits, texting in correction. Steve Carell created Space Force. Ricky Gervais created The Office.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you for that clarification. All right. It is time for Wikipedia. It is brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Get some subs. Oh, the place is awesome. Get there. You can get a little breakfast there, lunch, whatever you want at Firehouse, all Fort Myers locations. We need caller number 9. Here is today's topic.
I like the topic today.
I'm excited about it.
It was a good job by you.
Thank you. It was extra effort.
Yeah.
I put in effort.
Wow. That's a good topic.
On this day in 1981, the musical Cats premiered.
Seen it.
So
three times.
We are going to do cat-themed things in sports, mascots, etc., that sort of thing.
Okay.
I think this will be pretty easy for the most part. I've been wrong before. We need caller number 9, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Let's play Wikipedia, brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, here we go. We have the anniversary here. 1981, the musical Cats premiered. By the way, Pete, you said you saw it several times.
Seen it three times.
Did you like it?
Once in London, yes, I loved it very much. I saw it once in London, the original, and twice in Boston. Yes, it was very, very good.
I don't think I'd like it.
I think you would.
We're going to do cat themed questions regarding sports. Put it all together. Caller number 9 is Coco Puffs. Coco Puffs, welcome. How are you?
Coco.
Oh, I'm fantastic. I can't wait to be Pete again. I'm just so thankful to be here, guys.
All right. You want to do some Packer trash talking before we get started?
I don't need a trash talk. We're going to lose in the NFC Championship game. I don't want to jinx it now, but I'm just happy to play for, you know, to represent the Chiefheads down here.
All right.
They're going to look good for a while.
Another 13-win season down the drain. Okay.
I'm not expecting anything more.
All right. First one of three correct answers is a winner. Coco Puffs, you get to go first. Again, cat-themed questions here. Where did the Lakers' Anthony Davis play college basketball?
Kentucky.
Kentucky, right? Wildcats. Yep. That is correct. Okay. 1-0. All right. Pete Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens starred in High School Musical. Their fictional high school was East High School in New Mexico. What was the school's mascot?
No idea. I don't watch the show. I have absolutely no... A tiger.
Everybody knows. Cocoa Puffs, Chance
Everybody
to Steal.
Knows what?
Do you know the answer?
I have no idea. I'm going to say Pumas, but I've never seen it. I don't know.
Wildcats. Wildcats everywhere. It's a song. You should know it.
How's it go?
I'm not going to sing it right now.
You don't know it.
I do know it.
Please sing it.
Yeah, actually, Chris is
going to. I'll forfeit my prize if you sing it.
What's the name of the show?
It's a movie.
High School Musical. One, two, and three.
Oh, please.
They made like three of them.
It made $1 billion for Disney.
Like 13-year-old teenage girls go see that stuff.
A billion.
Okay, maybe. Well, it launched Zac Efron's career.
There you go.
Okay. There'd be like no Baywatch without High School Musical.
Great. Great analogy.
All right. We've got Cocoa Puffs 1-0. Cocoa Puffs, this is your question. Jake Delhomme led this team to a Super Bowl. Who was it?
Panthers.
Panthers is correct. More cat-themed trivia. All right. This is for Pete. This big cat played baseball for the Expos, Rockies, and Braves.
Galarraga.
Andres Galarraga, the big cat. Mm-hmm. Pete is on the board. 2-1. This question is for Cocoa Puffs. This Minnesota Timberwolf played for the Kentucky Wildcats, and his initials also happen to be KAT.
Oh. Easy. Carl Anthony Towns.
That is correct. No. Cocoa Puffs is a winner.
Great.
Oh, my God. Pete, will you ever beat me?
I'm sorry. You would have won any, but I mean, my God, I get High School Musical mascots. I mean, there's like five people that have seen that movie over the age of 13.
Not five.
Yeah, those of us without kids have no idea what that is.
No.
That
is, it was humongous.
Come on now.
Humongous, yep. In the early 2000s.
No idea.
All right, 3-1. Cocoa Puffs, what is your record against Pete Shepard in Wikipedia?
I'm actually, I believe now, 3-1. I lost one. Right. I forget what the topic was on, but one with Herschel Walker, Packers, and now Cavs.
I would have got all your questions. I just missed. And you still would have probably won 3-2. Even if I got mine, we would have won 3-2.
I love your humbleness, Pete.
Yeah. He's very competitive.
Whatever.
All right, Cocoa Puffs.
Good job.
Good job, my man.
All right, thank you, guys. You guys have a great rest of the day. Thank you for the entertainment. You kept me entertained while camping in the scorching heat this weekend.
Oh, all right. Hold on. I need to hear more about it. I remember your text this week.
That's right.
Are you working? Can you stay on hold for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
I want to hear about this. I want to hear about this when we come back.
Oh, we're not doing this now? We're going to leave them on hold through the... Okay.
No, well, I got to finish the questions.
All right, Cocoa Puffs.
Just stay there, Cocoa Puffs. Stay there.
All right.
Pete Shepard.
Yep.
This Davidson Wildcat is a 3-time NBA champion and 2-time MVP.
Curry.
Steph Curry. This city sports an NFL and Major League Baseball team with cat mascots.
Detroit.
Yes. Truman the Tiger is the mascot to what Power 5 school?
Auburn?
No, Missouri.
Yeah. That's right, Auburn's at the Warriors.
Rock the Panther.
Yeah.
Is the mascot to what Power 5 school?
Rock the Panther. Hang on.
Truman went to Missouri, I think.
Yeah.
Harry Truman went to Missouri? You just made that up.
Sounds good.
Oh, Pitt Panther.
Yes, Pitt Panther.
Yep.
Wilbur and Wilma Wildcat are the co-mascots to what Power 5 school?
Could be Northwestern. It could be Kentucky.
Keep going.
It could
go west.
Be,
go west.
UMKC.
Huh?
What?
It's where Truman went.
Oh. Out west.
Pac-12.
Yeah.
Southwest corner of the country. Wildcats.
Oh, Arizona.
There you go.
Yeah, state.
All right, back to Cocoa Puffs. So, Cocoa Puffs, you went... You went camping. Was it over the weekend? You said you wanted to watch a sporting event while you were out there, like the F1 or something?
So we watched the race out there with barely any service, or tried to watch what we could. But, one, the race was terrible. I don't know what Chris is reading online. No one liked that race any which way, but it was scorching hot, and we have bugs out here that I did not know existed, like sand wasps.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So this was tent. This was tent camping. We didn't have a motorhome or anything like that, right?
No, I'm a poor Naples citizen. Just a tent and a little sunshade gazebo.
Okay.
Sand wasps? Was your camping on top of one of the nests?
Well, they were all over the campsite, and apparently, like, they don't bite or anything. But these things are huge, and they burrow in the ground. They were everywhere, and then obviously, gnats, mosquitoes, whatever.
Yeah.
But then, you know, our giant locusts, which are the size of crocodiles, that just wander around. And,
yeah.
You know, on top of it being 91 degrees with 90% humidity, I thought I was going to die, guys. I am way too big to be out there like that.
What made you want to do this?
Why is that fun?
Well, because we went in March for the first time, my wife and I, and we had a great time.
Yeah.
But, and we thought we'd get one more trip in before summer, not realizing, well, summer is April and beyond.
Right.
And, yeah, it was not fun. But we did see two manatees. First time my whole life, born here, never seen manatees in the wild. So that was cool, huh?
Nice.
It didn't almost make up for it. It was terrible.
And where was the location?
Collier Seminole Park.
Oh.
So, just like far on 41.
Yeah.
It's a good campsite if you're not doing it in the summer.
I got you.
But, oh, my God, guys.
All right. I'm glad you survived. I got it out of the way. And you won't be doing it in the fall during Packer season, probably. So, and I'm glad you and your wife survived.
Yes. Well, I thought I was calling in for tickets to the Packers-Dolphins game. I guess I was wrong on that.
we don't have those yet.
Next week.
All right. Good luck, Cocoa Puffs. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Appreciate that. It is the 5 o'clock hour, Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.